Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
BT Sal back on the fan on this Monday morning, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Busy weekend, but a fun weekend. I know you're doing the Johnny Saturday night. I saw all the pictures. Colt had some fun out there as they smacked around Seton Hall at the Prudential Center.
25 buddies, 25 kids, 10, a few 11-year-olds, but mostly 10-year-olds, and it was awesome, dude. They got to meet the whole team. Matter of fact, St. John, they really... You guys go on Wednesday, you and Hop.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. We'll be on the, at the Garden on the floor or watching St. John's
Xavier. Yep, going to the game against Xavier. You're going to be on the court, so we're going to have... And we'll go out for get a drink after it. The three of us will have a lot of fun with that, but St.
John's... I don't
know
if I could drink anymore.
Why?
Well, I have the eye surgery coming up next week.
Okay.
Plus, I had a lot this weekend.
You're not going to recover by Wednesday?
Dude, Wednesday's too
grandma?
Soon. I think I need a whole week
How did you have...
Yesterday, not as bad.
All right, Saturday was it all there?
Was a problem. Yeah, well, we went to, Hoff and I went to the Devils game earlier in the day.
I was texting you doing it, yeah.
That was fun. Didn't drink there.
Okay.
But then we went out, we got back to my house, watched one of the games, and we went out afterward.
You went over to Rails.
Yes, and then we were having the wine.
Oh, you're drinking, you like the wine?
I like the Pinot Noir there. Yeah, and then I was drinking, and they bring over, he's like, oh, I got a suggestion. The guy, Mike, who's like Frank's boss, the director over there, was like, oh, I got a suggestion. I'm like, yeah. Whatever it is, that's fine. Bro, what was it, Hoff? Like some Josh Jacobs red wine or something?
Michael Phelps, something like
yeah,
that.
So,
like,
wait, you Josh went to Rails too?
Yeah, he was
I didn't think he was going.
He wasn't sure if he was going to be allowed to.
Oh, right, yeah. He Mava let the shackles off for the night?
At 10 p.m., I got a text message. Are you coming home tonight?
Oof. Dude, what time did you walk in the door?
Midnight.
Now remember, this is like he had those smoke things again that he likes, those drinks. Oof. We're having the steak.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife is texting that he was at the Devils game with us early.
Oh,
and
boy.
Hop did the overnight the night before.
Okay.
Goes to the
he's an animal.
That is
so wait, lay out his day real quick. So you were on the air till what time? Friday night?
5 a.m.
Until what time?
5 a.m.
All right, you go home, sleep a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So you're useless in the morning. So she cooks, she gets the kid. You do nothing in the morning. The Devil's game started at what time?
12:30.
So you basically get up and leave.
Yeah. He was supposed to meet us at my house so we could all leave together. I was going to drive at 11. Okay. And he texts, he's like, dude, it's 10:30. He goes, I'm an hour away. I'll just meet you at the game. I'm like, all right, whatever.
So he just showed up at the seats?
He showed up at the game. We saw him. Chi Chester was there as well. He's a big Devils fan, so we had fun at the game. They took care of us. It was really nice there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hoff went. Then I had to go pick my friend up at the airport, so Hoff wasn't with us. So he took a different car back to meet me at the house. He's there. We get back before him. And I'm like, you still coming, dude? He goes, yeah, I took a nap. I'm sorry.
In the car?
I took a power nap, 20 minutes.
There you are.
I have no idea where I parked, but I was like, dude, I'm tired. And I saw like an empty lot and just drove in there.
Turned the lights off. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's awesome or if that's pathetic. I mean, it's just got. So then, walk in at midnight. Now, was Nicole up?
Yes, of course she did. She's always up when I walk home.
It's on a scale of 1 to 10, being completely honest, which you will, how hammered were you? I'm going to say about an 8.
Oh, hammered? No, I barely drank.
You said you were sucking down.
No, he had a couple of those smoky ones.
Yeah,
and plus, looking at him, he's a big guy. He was eating all. He was fine. Yeah,
he was going to slide that in about the big guy eating a lot.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you know, and he's trying to go. He's like, oh, I'm watching. Like he was eating the sliders at the Devil's game, taking the bread off.
I've done that.
Yeah, I'm just saying though. Like, come on.
I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah, and then we
watch my weight.
Yeah, then how's in the mac and cheese at Rails or whatever.
Tomahawk.
Now here's where I would agree with Hop. Like, this is a tricky thing with the wives involved.
Okay, well, because maybe not tricky for me.
Go ahead, I'm curious. Even my wife was like, oh well, you didn't invite me out. I'm like, well, my friends are in for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
We're going out to dinner, with the guys. Like, it's nothing against you.
Yeah.
But then she felt like maybe she wanted an invite to dinner that night. And I'm like...
No, still with the guys.
Yeah. Like, and then Hoff is dealing with it. His wife's saying the same. And then we pay for it, of course, on the back end. Like, I'll pay for it today because my friends are still there on Sunday. Hoff was probably paying for it all day yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was miserable.
And I got treated like a king all weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I did get Frank. He's like, I was going to ask him for the butter cake, which my wife loves from there, right?
So yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to win favor. She loves the butter cake, whatever. Yeah. And before I could even ask him for it, he goes, oh, I haven't seen your wife in a while. I'll send her the butter cake. Now I tell my wife this, and what do you think she says? Instead of saying, oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
She goes, see, Frank is a better man than you.
See, that's your mistake.
How is that my mistake?
I'm going to tell you. Because there's no way that you should have told her Frank brought this out. What you should have said, hey, honey, I made sure that Frank went to the kitchen and got this for you. It shows initiative. It shows you were thinking
about her. But I'm telling you.
I know you were going to, yes. But he beat you to it. Don't tell her what she doesn't need to know.
I'm telling you.
What are you, a rookie?
You're right. I'm a rookie for being honest. I'm telling you the honest truth. I was going to say, hey, let me order
I believe
butter
you.
Cake to go home.
I totally believe you. Don't tell her that.
I know, you're right, because I tried to say how nice Frank is.
It's more important how nice she thinks her husband is.
I know, but I thought being honest would work, and she's like, I don't believe you. He said it, yeah, but he said it first.
I tell you, that's a rookie move.
I know, you're right.
It's
I have nobody to blame
to
but myself.
Lie about.
Much like the Ravens and Lamar and Mark Ant, nobody to blame but myself. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808.
Hold on. You didn't avoid the press conference like Andrews. This was your press conference. You just owned up. You manned up. You took it on the chin.
I take it
Andrews
like a man.
Was hiding.
That's exactly right, BT. I took the L like a man. John is calling from Huntington. Wants to talk about the Giants quarterback situation. What's up, John?
Hey, boys. This time I actually agree with both of you. BT, I agree that they definitely should trade back. I don't like either of these guys. If anything, I want to wait for like a Jackson Dart who has like 40-plus starts and has the experience like a Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels did. And then, Sal, I want to see these two actually keep moving, get their own guy, because since day one they've been hamstringed with saying that you have to have Daniel Jones. You have to keep this guy. We did him wrong. Like, okay, so they did that. They bit the bullet. They did what he asked. Now it's their turn to get their guy and do their thing. So, I mean, you can trade back, get a corner like BT said, get a bunch of other pieces, you know, and actually keep on building these things with all the holes that you have.
Yeah.
So
the other thing, John.
It's just a lot longer.
Yeah, I got you, John. Thanks for the call. Thank you. The other thing too is like, and I understand why people see it this way. You know, you've got to get the great quarterback to elevate everything around you. Yeah, that's kind of true. But if everything around you is built up at a much higher, you know, at least effective, acceptable baseline level, merely a good quarterback can take you further. Then you don't need the great one as much because there's other components in place.
Yeah, I also don't know if I would trade down. I would only do that if I don't love, like, let's say they don't love Abdul Carter or whoever is there for them. Then I'd trade down. If not, I'm trying to take the most impactful player that I possibly can in the scenario that I'm not taking a quarterback. But just the timeline of it is all screwed up because this regime needs to be judged on their own quarterback, and we're already 3 years in, and they didn't do it yet. And in the fourth year, they're not in the spot where they're going to be able to take one that everybody seems is going to be a great option.
Here's what's going to happen, Sal, and this is going to make it really tough for those two gentlemen, Shane and Dable. You know, whether they stay at three, trade out, or get a quarterback, and the quarterback plays early and doesn't play well, no matter what happens, the organization is going to get killed. Because, like, if they don't win right away, and they're not, I don't think they're going to next year, these guys have no equity. The benefit of the doubt, gone. So, if they don't have better quarterback play, the native's going to be restless, understandably so.
Right.
And if they do take a quarterback, and he doesn't show signs, and this is unrealistic and unfair, but like a Jaden Daniels, like a young stud, you're going to start saying they took the wrong guy.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't really know how you win here.
Yeah, it's not going to end well. Like, the odds are so stacked against the Giants getting through this successfully. Not just Shane and Dable, the Giants organization, and of course, Shane and Dable. We'll come back, reset, get down with the King topic of the day. Of course, divisional round, whether it's Lamar, whether it's Aaron Glenn, and as it pertains to the Jets, whether it's Jaden Daniels and what that means for the Giants and the franchise quarterback, there's a lot at play here, and it is all NFL. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.